This is GQDN on October the 13th, 2022. I never edit anything. Brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, PlayStation has a Spider-Man update. Destiny 2 has a little bit of news for you. And Sony is still playing with Xbox. How nice. But we start today with some very serious news. This comes to us from dailymail.co.uk. And another Blizzard employee is suing the company that claimed that an ex-manager had some sexual misconduct allegations. So, basically, the suit alleges that sexual battery, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, failure to prevent harassment, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The staffer seeks unspecified compensatory and punitive damages against the company and ex-manager Miguel Vega. She met Vega in 2009 or 2010 before she worked at the company and formed a friendship in which she sent him compromising photos of herself. She was repeatedly groped by Vega, and he often attempted to kiss her, is what the suit reveals. Vega left the company in September of 2021, and her lawsuit demands the removal of head executive Robert Kotick as CEO. So we shall see what happens there. But this is another lawsuit against the company. Yeah. All of this, while the deal is going on between Activision Blizzard and Xbox. But Xbox, within the deal, was talking to the UK Competition and Market Authority, CMA. And apparently, when Xbox made an offer to PlayStation, they made an offer to put Xbox Game Pass on PlayStation. While nothing like this is set in stone, Tom Warren on Twitter did say, quote, Microsoft says Sony has, quote, chosen to block Game Pass from PlayStation, unquote, and that it has, quote, elected to protect its revenues from sales of newly released games rather than offer gamers choice of accessing them from its subscription, PlayStation Plus. All response to UK's CMA. So we'll see what happens as to that. So there's still some infighting there. But going back to Activision, Modern Warfare 2 campaign will be offering some rewards for completing the game. So what could they get? Well, they could be getting a Union Guard gun, an emblem, what's done is done, double weapon XP, for a 60-minute token, that is, and a calling card, Soap's Determination, and along with some other stuff, Base Operator Nova, Base Operator Hutch, Base Operator Reyes, quite a few things. So, if you play Modern Warfare, you might be getting some good stuff if you complete it. Going back to Sony, DualShockers did give us a bit of a news thing, something pretty cool. Sony will release a PlayStation 5 God of War Ragnarok bundle. This was done on the YouTube channel that they have, and the bundle does look really good. It will have, the symbol put on the controller, as what we had talked in the weekly show, and maybe some other stuff. Right now, there's no other things that going into it. It is the digital version of what they've shown, not the CD version, but still all looks to be pretty good there. So we shall see what happens. And there's no price for it yet. Just saying. Now we go to the Xbox news site, news.xbox.com, and they're saying that NHL 23 launches worldwide tomorrow with the new X-Factor Edition. So within this, you'll have 4,600 NHL points, dual entitlement, X-Factor Women Hut Choice Pack 1 of 4, Hut X-Factor Player Choice Pack 1 of 18, Hut X-Factor Power-Up Starter Pack instant. Five World of Chell, X Factor Zone ability unlocks. Signed Sarah Nurse World of Chell jersey. That's digital. Along with some other stuff, things like a strategy, a franchise mode, cross-platform matchmaking. But women players will be in Hut. So that too is pretty cool. And maybe they'll be in Hut Rivals as well. We'll see. All that looks really good. Now we go to Rock Paper Shotgun. And you know I like me some Final Fantasy, but when I saw this, I said, oh yeah, we're gonna put that in the news. Final Fantasy VII is gonna have a board game coming soon. And Chocobo's Dungeon will be coming in 2023. So this is coming off the Final Fantasy VII remake, and they're using Chocobos to make the board game, which is pretty cool. They did release the artwork, which does have a lot of different things, cacti and chocobos, of course, and you know, people and other things that was in Final Fantasy VII remake. So yeah, everything does look pretty good. Now we got to go to something that is not going to be very good. Well, maybe. Depends on your view of things. With the next Destiny 2 patch, this comes to us from Polygon.com, some of the materials will be going away. Some of the old planets may be going away too, from original Destiny. So the things that are going away this December will be Dusk Light Shards, Microphasic Data Lattice, Helium Filaments, Varian Bows, Spin Metal Leaves, Glacial Starwort. Okay, you've been warned, so stuff will be going away. But coming to PC, I bet you'll see it on Steam. Miles Morales Spider-Man. This comes to us from the PlayStation blog, blog.playstation.com. And Miles Morales will be coming to PC on November 18th, so that's about a month away. And really, with the popularity of Spider-Man, which is just insane, and the way that Spider-Man has been with a lot of gamers, loved it. It really does sit well to put it on PC to try to get more people to play it. This Spider-Man Miles Morales, I can't talk, will come with a 2-suit pack, including the track suit in Into the Spider-Verse suit, early access to the Gravity Well gadget, and 3 skill points will unlock some abilities from the start of the game. So all that looks good. You'll be able to see the different, the minimum and the recommended, and going all the way up to ultimate light, ultimate ray tracing for all the different requirements there. So yeah, all that looks really good. And we know that we're really good too at Dawnforge and at Group Quest, all on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums, twitch.tv/JoeSpace, 2 S's, which I will be on tonight for a little bit of some old Star Ocean game. And yeah, everything's good. So we'll see you tomorrow. And hey, just go play some games, people. Okay? I never write this stuff out, and you can tell. Have fun.